Well, happy Monday to you. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this week, we jump back into our label series that we've been in most of the summer. It's been a great series as we've gone through the Gospel of Luke, looking at the reality that the gospel calls us to a life above labels, that we can find our identity in being the sons and daughters of God instead of the ways that we label ourselves or the ways that other people label us. We can really make a difference. We can experience real change personally and then share that and be part of the change that God wants in His kingdom growing all over the world. Certainly that was true in this passage from Luke chapter 19 on Sunday in the story of Zacchaeus. If you remember, Jesus is in Jericho. He's starting his trek towards Jerusalem. And in doing so, he goes through Jericho, and Zacchaeus is a tax farmer. Not just any tax farmer. In our world, we'd say a tax collector. Zacchaeus is a chief. He's really good at working for Rome to rip off his own family, to rip off his own countrymen. He would have made himself wealthy at the expense of his countrymen who were poor, who probably were looking for their next meal. Some scholars have suggested 98% of people in Palestine at the time did not know where their next meal was coming from. Zacchaeus, because he's small and because he certainly wouldn't have wanted to insert himself in a crowd, people would have had a bitter hatred for him. He climbs up in a tree, and not just any tree, but a sycamore tree. I think because sycamores have large leaves, it would have been very easy to hide someone. But Jesus stops and he looks up in that tree and he tells Zacchaeus to come down because he's going to his house. Now, nobody ever went to Zacchaeus's house, but Jesus is going to go. Some people grumbled because of that, because Jesus was going to eat with a known sinner, notorious for what he had done. But that implies this level of fellowship. And Zacchaeus joyfully walks with Jesus to his house. But on the way, I think Zacchaeus realizes if he knows my name, he knows what I do. And if he knows what I do, I've got to do something about that. And so Zacchaeus says to Jesus, Jesus, if I've stolen anything from anyone, I'm going to give it back four times what I've taken. I'll give away 50% of what I have. And Zacchaeus engages in what we call repentance. Repentance is just a big word, a big Bible word for a spiritual U-turn from going my way to going God's way. And we really emphasized that on Sunday, that God displays His love for us through the cross. The reason Zacchaeus could be forgiven of the things he had done, and essentially Zacchaeus was engaging in organized crime. The reason Zacchaeus could come down out of that tree is because Jesus was going to go up onto a tree. The reason Zacchaeus could be forgiven is because Jesus was going to take the punishment, the penalty of Zacchaeus' sins, just like He's done for you and me, that God's love for us is displayed on a tree. And at the same time, we display our love for God through repentance, through turning away from ourselves and turning back towards God. And we talked about that just a little bit in the context of what happened in Zacchaeus' life, really, and I guess what I would call financial repentance. That when God redeems us, He redeems every part of our lives. And that means we get to joyfully engage in generosity and being giving with in the stewardship of the resources that God gives us. Our money is not our money. It's God's money. And He asks that we at least give back to Him 10% of it. And we talked about how God says to us that we can test Him. In this, one of the only times in Scripture, in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, God says, test me, prove me in this, and see if you can't trust me. So in other words, God is saying to us that He can do more with our lives on 90% of our income than we can do with our lives on 100%. That we need to become generous people. God doesn't need our money, but we need to give it. We need to express faith and trust and the joy of investing in eternity. There's no safer investment than to invest in eternity. And it's not that there's this promise that you give and God gives back and that happens immediately. And at the same time, the Bible says things like Psalm 37:15, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, that God promises He will meet our needs, not all of our wants, but our needs, according to His eternal riches. I shared the story on Sunday. We had a couple who, back in 2007, 8, 9, back in the Great Recession, they had sold their home and bought a different home. So all of a sudden they had two house payments, the market crashes. And for almost a year, they made two house payments. After doing that for almost a year, they were prayerful and they sensed God speaking to them about making an additional offering of 1 month's house payment on that old house. And they did. They trusted God, followed that. And the next week, they got an offer on their house that eventually became the buyer of that second house. And I was careful to say, does it always happen that way? No. And we do have the comfort that God says that He will meet all of our needs as we're trusting in Him. And so I hope and pray today that you're living with an attitude of repentance about your whole life, certainly about our financial lives as well, but about your whole life, that there's no area that's off limits. I'm going to pray that for us, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray it. God, we do pray that we would have the eventual heart of Zacchaeus to turn from our way, to turn to your way. God, you're so kind to us and you give us so much that we, God, would live in gratitude, that we would live in trust with you, and that, God, out of the blessing, the abundance of everything that you've given us, we want to give back. And so, God, we're grateful for the ways that you love us. We repent, we return our lives your direction today and ask you to use them. And it's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.